Kat, one for you. John Nutt is wondering, what is PSA, prostate-specific antigen, and what's its connection with prostate cancer?
So PSA is a molecule produced by prostate cells. Now, there's a test. You can measure people's blood and see the level of PSA in it. This is called the PSA test. In some ways, it's kind of a screening test for prostate cancer, but it's not part of the national screening program for a number of reasons. Now, the big problem is that if your prostate starts growing, if it's got a cancer in it, then in many cases, it will produce lots and lots of PSA. So if a man has this test and it shows that you have a very high PSA level, it's suggestive that you might have a prostate cancer. But the problem is, at the moment, and this is kind of what the problem with breast screening is turning out to be, we can't tell which of these dangerous cancers, these dangerous prostate cancers, that a man should definitely have treated. And there are side effects of the treatment. It can leave men impotent, it can leave them incontinent. And which cancers actually will grow very slowly and cause no problems to a man in his lifetime. It's important to remember that most men in their 80s have some kind of prostate cancer, but it's not going to be the thing that kills them. And the other problem with the PSA test is that actually some types of prostate cancer don't produce a lot of PSA. So you'll miss men that do have prostate cancer because it won't pick them up. And also you'll overdiagnose men that don't really have a prostate cancer that's going to kill them, but could lead to them having unnecessary treatment, which is why it's a very difficult test to explain. And there's a lot of information that doctors can give to men deciding whether they want to have a PSA test and inform them about the options.
There you go, Simon, one for you.